Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 16, lows of 9. Tuesday we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze, highs of 13, lows of 9. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 15, lows of 7. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 17, lows of 9. And finally Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 17, lows of 10. I'll update you more next week. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, over £4 million has been given to the Isle of Wight Council to cope with the coronavirus crisis, and it will get what it needs in the future, the government has said, following an announcement more than 10 days ago that local authorities would receive more emergency funding to help cope with the coronavirus pressures. Councils have been told how much they will receive. On March 19th, the government first said local authorities would get an additional funding to help, with the Isle of Wight getting £5,015,960. Now, in a second lot of funding, the Isle of Wight Council will be given less money, £4,025,468, to help further pressures and measures. Meanwhile, new applications for funding are being welcomed by the White Aid Foundation. Since launching its crisis appeal last month and working with six other grant-giving organisations, the group has distributed more than £60,000 to over 20 local worthy causes working at the forefront of the coronavirus response. Among those to benefit from the appeal so far include the Isle of Wight Food Bank, along with Pan Together, the Isle of Wight Youth Trust and Isle of Wight Carers. Jeff Underwood, White Aid Chairman, said charities and community groups critical to sustaining the island through the pandemic has been supported by the group, which includes the Hampshire and the Isle of Wight Community Foundation, the Daisy Rich Trust, the Isle of Wight Sports Foundation, the Isle of Wight Foundation, the High Sheriff's Trust, the RYS Foundation, and White Aid. He said, "It's truly a brilliant and indeed humbling experience to see that so many island groups and individuals have come together to support the community, particularly the vulnerable and those who are not most at risk." Meanwhile, Linbottom Household Waste and Recycling Centre could reopen in the coming weeks as the government asked local authorities to open the gates to tips up and down the country. Robert Jenrick, Secretary for Housing, Communities and Local Government, this week confirmed that local authorities are being asked to plan the original reopening of sites such as Linbottom in the coming weeks. Amended guidance for councils is due to be issued shortly, which will outline their expectations, with social distancing a key factor. Islanders have been taken to social media over the past few weeks to express their disappointment at the closure of the tip. The closure has been blamed for an apparent rise in the number of bonfires being held across the island, which not only has a negative impact on health, but adds to the fire risk. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Number 1, DC Youngfly, who's a rapper. Number 2, Parker James, who's a TikTok star. Number 3, Brogan Semrad, who's a TikTok star as well. Number 4, Brian Puspas, who's a dancer. And number 5, Martha Picardi, who's a TikTok star. Do you know when they were born and how old they are? I'll tell you later on. Bye for now.
Hello,
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is supererogation. It means the performance of more work than duty requires. However, works of supererogation can also mean actions believed to form a reserve fund of merit that can be drawn on by prayer in favour of sinners. It comes from the early 16th century from late Latin supererogare, which means pay in addition, from super plus erogare, which means to pay out. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio with some events that have happened on the past week in history. 26th of April 1986 was the day of the Chernobyl disaster. A nuclear reactor in the city of Chernobyl, Ukraine, experienced a catastrophic accident that was a combination of a power surge, reactor design flaws, and the radioactive core being assembled incorrectly. The result of this was a massive explosion that irradiated the surrounding area, rendering it inhabitable. An entire city had to be evacuated. This was one of the worst ever nuclear disasters, the only equal being an accident in Japan in 2011. Recently, tourists have been able to visit the surrounding area of Chernobyl and the power plant itself, in radiation suits of course. On the 30th of April 1789, George Washington became President of the United States of America. After America declared its independence from Britain in 1776, there was a period where the country had no clear leader. Then, George Washington was elected to be the first leader of the country. He served for two terms before stepping down in 1797. The 1st of May 1939 was the release date of a comic with the very first appearance of superhero Batman. Batman has no superpowers, but his secret identity is billionaire Bruce Wayne, which means he has a lot of money to spend on things to help him fight crime. Batman has become a massive success, being the main character of 8 films and being featured in countless others. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia. Now remember when I told you about some people who are having their birthdays today? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and dates of birth. Number 1, DC Yun Fry, who was born in 1992, is 28 years old today. Number 2, Parker James, born in 2001, who's age 19. Number 3, Brogan Senrad, who was born in 2002, who's age 18 today. Number 4, Brian Puspos, who was born in 1986, who's age 34 today. And finally, Martina Picardi, who was born in 2002, who's also age 18 today. I have some more famous birthdays for you next week. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, a potential 350 seats on school buses are at risk of being lost on school buses, as the Isle of Wight Council cut back services to save money, leaving some parents with no alternatives to get their children to school. Laid out in budget proposals in February earlier this year, the council announced privilege seats would be reduced in a bid to save £321,000 from a new contract. Fewer vehicles would be provided, which could potentially see routes merged, minimising extra seats and privileged seats available for non-eligible children. An Isle of Wight Council spokesperson said, "As part of the process, we will seek to carefully match eligible passengers to vehicle sizes. Due to the tendering process for the new service, there may be a variation in the capacity for privileged seats, and so precise figures cannot currently be given." Meanwhile, an Isle of Wight man suffered an injury to his head following an incident in Sandown on Monday evening. Hampshire Constabulary says it is investigating an assault which occurred in Queen's Road, Sandown, just before 10 p.m. A 42-year-old man suffered a cut to his head, according to police. A hammer was seized by officers who attended the incident. Investigations are ongoing. Anyone with information can call 101. Little Duxmoor Farm on the outskirts of Haven Street has been purchased by the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust, it has been announced. Finally, almost 40 residents in care homes and specialist housing created by Southern Housing Group have benefited from the kindness of one of the Isle of Wight's young entrepreneurs. Islander Stephen Lee, a 22-year-old student from Shanklin, has stepped up to distribute hundreds of special face shields to the island's frontline workers. After hearing about the shortage of PPE throughout the social care sector, Stephen began making face shields for the island's care homes, nurses and other key workers using his own 3D printer. Demand has been so high that he is appealing for other people with 3D printers to join his efforts. Emma Bowden, Southern 360 Care and Support Registered Manager at Southern Housing Group, said, "I saw Stefan's post offering the face shields on a local community Facebook group. Although we normally have no problem sourcing PPE equipment, it is a perfect example as to how we have managed to continuously adapt and remain innovative, especially during a pandemic." That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thanks for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.